When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You can hear the show from 1 to 4 live on the radio. After 4 o'clock, hear everything you missed anytime you want. Yeah. iHeart app, John and Ken on demand. And there's no excuse not to enjoy every minute of the show now.
Oh. Absolutely.
We're going to come up with some way to test everyone after each day.
This being Friday, the Moist Line folks are standing by. We'll play them at 3:20. Right before that, your final chance this week on our show to win $1,000 with a keyword being revealed at around 3:20. Tim will have one more keyword for the week at around 5:20 here on KFI. And we will throw some hacks into the dumpster. They've been in the waiting room because we had breaking hack stories that came up in the last couple of weeks. But we'll get them in there.
There were a lot of emergency dumpings.
Yeah. Speaking of dumping, and wow, this is one of the oldest topics on the show. California High-Speed Rail, a ballot initiative that passed in the year 2008. Think about that. $33 billion, right?
That was the
estimate.
That's
what they said was going to build out high-speed rail. We want $10 billion in bond money. Would you please approve this? And, of course, the voters foolishly said yes. We were a big nose on that years ago. Here we are. It's 2023, and this mess is still around and only getting worse. This 170-mile stretch, which is all they're still working on, from Merced to Bakersfield, it's a biggie. Alone, the cost there is over $36 billion and won't be done until 2030. just the latest estimate. That's all going to get pushed
Which means 2050.
The reason we're talking about this now is that there is an effort by some in Sacramento to say, look, you got the bond money, you got whatever federal money you got, but we shouldn't be pumping any more state money into the high-speed rail. We're going to talk to the Republican leader of the Budget Subcommittee, Assemblyman Vince Fong, now about all this.
Vince, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you guys doing?
We're good. All right.
I mean, this rail line's going to be going in your territory there, but you don't like it, right?
No. I mean, I am watching firsthand what this project is doing to my community, and it's the mismanagement and the waste. We now have the 9th business plan that's come forward, and it continues to reinforce what we already know. This project is failing in epic proportions. Now, there is a $100 billion gap that they don't have.
People have to know that the original estimate was $33 billion. It is now officially $128 billion. It is almost $100 billion more that they'll admit to. And this will keep going up and up. I mean, this is, I don't think any project in the world has gone over budget like this one has.
This is probably the most expensive project in history. I mean, you said it exactly. This project was supposed to be, in its entirety, $33 billion, finished in 2020. Now this project is slated to be $128 billion with no end date. And we're spending, as a state, the governor's budget has $1 billion a year for this project that will never be completed.
All right.
And that $1 billion can be used for other things.
Vince, tell the truth. What is the corruption story here? Who's getting greased? Who's making out with the money?
We have looked within, you look at the business plans, you look at the audits, the mismanagement. I mean, there has been investigation after investigation. I mean, there has been a misuse of taxpayer dollars. The auditor has shown that. I mean, we just got to end this project. I mean, what the voters were promised, what the lack of transparency, the mismanagement, the waste. I mean, the taxpayers are getting fleeced.
So why won't Newsom do it? They say it's the unions own him, and he's going to give them as much money as he can before he pulls.
Well, the interesting thing is that actually when Newsom was a lieutenant governor, he was asked about this project, and he said, "This is wasteful. We should look at ending it." And now he's changed his tune because the extreme environmental groups won't let him change their rigid ideology. But I mean, we're asking
the environmental groups.
Environmental groups.
Is not going to have any effect on the environment.
I don't think it does either. That's the point. That's the exact point that we're looking at. If we're really concerned about helping the environment, reducing traffic congestion, this isn't the project. The ridership numbers are all bogus. I mean, we could be spending $1 billion reducing wildfire risk. We could be investing in flood protection. We could be addressing traffic congestion. There's more useful projects.
But this also guarantees union construction jobs, which I have read is another big motivation for Newsom to keep this going, because the unions are his supporters, obviously, and they're demanding that they keep their jobs and keep building just nonsense, really. They're constructing useless, you know, trestles so that the train can pass overhead over certain neighborhoods, like in Fresno, right?
I you're right. I drive the 99 and the 5 every single week to get from Bakersfield to Sacramento, and I've seen the destruction and of valuable farmland. I see the communities being split in half, and for what? I mean, this project isn't going to be completed in a timely fashion. It probably won't even ever be completed. I mean, just as I said before, the latest business plan says there is a $100 billion gap.
And what's left in the bond? It's a few billion left in the original bond issue.
There's $4 billion left in the bond, and that won't cover it. And now the High-Speed Rail Authority is saying they need a massive bailout from the federal government that isn't going to occur. And, again, the voters were promised private investment. And we just had a hearing this week, and the one conclusion that has come out of it is that private investment isn't coming. The voters were promised that 21 to 22% of this project will be funded by the private sector, and that isn't happening.
So what's the tax money that's being used? Newsom has been appropriating some monies. Is this coming from the climate change taxes?
Yeah. So the cap and trade program is generating revenue from businesses throughout California, and over $500 million to $1 billion is going to be allocated every single year to this project. And I would argue that with all the crises our state's facing, that we should take that $1 billion, stop the continuous appropriation, and use those resources to solve problems that would actually benefit our state. Flood protection, I'm ground zero in the Central Valley. I'm seeing levees breaking. I'm seeing reservoirs that are overflowing. I mean, communities that are being flooded. We could have invested in that. Water storage, wildfire protection. Let's manage our forests so that we can reduce the risk of wildfires. Let's fix our roads. Let's add capacity to the 99 and the 5 enhance the supply chain. There are so many different ways to use this money for better purposes.
Okay, well, it wasn't the plan all along to try to get this far enough along that there'd be no backing out?
Well, I think right now you look at even the Democrats now are saying the same thing that we're saying, that this project needs to be reevaluated, and maybe we need to stop and use this money for other things that would benefit California and put us on a better path.
But I heard that last year and the year before. Is there any seriousness to it now?
I think that the Democrats are beginning to look at Governor Newsom and say, why are we wasting this money?
Seriously?
That could be used.
Who are they afraid of? That's what I don't understand. Who are they afraid of? You say environmental groups. What are the groups going to do? They're going to vote for Republicans? I mean, these same clowns will still get...
You're asking all the right questions.
Well, I can't imagine being afraid of people who are going to vote and support you, really, no matter what you do. Obviously, there's a narrow range of what Newsom's going to do in life, because he's staked himself out as a progressive Democrat. There may be an issue or two here or there where he doesn't follow the orthodoxy, right? He violates the theology a bit here and there. But for the most part, he's going to do everything they want. So
let me just say that common sense isn't very common in Sacramento. I mean, what you're saying makes perfect sense, right? But everyone in Sacramento lives in this little bubble that thinks that everything is going to work out, and we live in this utopia.
Really?
But single business plan says the opposite.
That they're that delusional? They're really that delusional?
There's a lot of – I mean, that's where – I'm not going to say that there is a lot of common sense up there. I mean, I've seen this every single day. I mean, this project alone shows that, you know, people are expecting the same people to make a different to create a different result. And I mean, right now we need to elect new people. We need people with common sense. We need people that understand economics and economic reality. I mean, how do you have 9 business plans that tell you the exact same thing? Cost overruns, delays, bogus ridership numbers, and you continue to throw $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion, $4 billion every single year into this project. We got to stop the madness.
All right.
Gotta go,
Vince. We thank you very much, though, for coming on again and giving us all the info. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Assemblyman Vince Fong, the Republican from the Central Valley, the Bakersfield area, on the latest ridiculous update on high-speed rail, still sucking tax money from California. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, let's bring on the Moist Line people. They leave messages many times, day or night. You can use the iHeartRadio app. That's the microphone icon to leave a message. You can call the toll-free number. Let's see what's in this week's batch. That number is 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I go through about 4 newspapers a day, and I don't understand. Why isn't there a photograph or a description of this George Soros guy anywhere? I've never seen anything on this guy. Where's George Soros?
Regarding Facebook, has anybody noticed this full-on porn being shown on it now? You go into Facebook jail if you use the words gun or kill to a friend or just in a conversation. However, they show pornography.
They do?
Yeah, they should rename the Mark Ridley Thomas Bridge the Bridge Over Troubled Maxine Waters.
If you're ever driving the freeway lately, going to San Diego, the 91 freeway, the 5 freeway, LA freeway, there's no lines on the freeway anymore. They've all washed away. Let's get some paint on those lines on the freeway.
I love all the dummies that say, hey, don't worry about the electric car thing by 2035. Someone will come along and overturn it. No, no one's coming over to overturn it because we keep electing these dummies that are in office. When is everyone going to wake up? So sick and tired of it.
What the city of Los Angeles needs is a pothole czar. You know, somebody, you know, who knows how to work from within the city and within media to connect the two to get things done.
Regarding Mark Ridley Thomas and different monuments being named for him, the way to get around this is not to name anything in honor of anybody until that person is dead, because then you know, was he a good guy or did he just blow it before he died?
I know how we can stop the homeless from committing more senseless crimes. We need to start sucking on their tongue so they can find inner peace and happiness.
Oh.
The government needs an excuse to bomb the cartels in Mexico. Just say that there's some balloons over there that need to be shot down, and then let the missiles fly.
You know, if you get all wrapped around the axle about someone not changing their gloves when they're making your lunch, why the hell are you out buying lunch in public anyway? Stay at home, make your own damn lunch.
That should be a good idea, to maybe put in some kind of petition to rename the stretch of San Pedro Street that runs through Skid Row, like between 2nd and 9th, and maybe have city council rename that Eric Garcetti Street. It'd be pretty fitting.
The name Mark Ridley Thomas should not be on anything greater than a waste treatment center.
The Democrats have to have Biden to run. All the others are duds. Harris, Newsom, and many others are all duds.
I ironed my paper money. People thought I was nuts.
I don't see any difference in crime is when they put the whole nation in jail. So what's the big hoo-ha about? You know, when they put them in jail, it's still crime.
A fun game with fortunes is that you have to read your fortune out loud and finish the statement with, in bed. It's hysterical.
Speaking of removing all those little monuments to Mark Ridley Thomas, I was walking on the sidewalk next to a homeless tent and accidentally stepped in one of those little MRT monuments, and I was cursing Garcetti's name as I was scraping it off my shoe.
So this is corporate America in the year 2023. The company I work for, their stock is down 41%. They are planning on laying 15% of their workforce off in the next week to 2 weeks. And I get an email that they're doing something about transgender and non-binary advocacy as the ship is sinking.
When I was growing up, Pat Brown, Ronald Reagan, they were like the governors here, and this was a thriving California. No nonsense, no craziness like what's going on right now. They must be doing flip-flops and jumping jacks in their grave to see how this California's turned into a cesspool because of the people in office.
My dad, when I was a kid, every time we went to a Chinese restaurant and he cracked that cookie, would read it and blurt out, "Help, I'm being held captive in a Chinese cookie factory." I have been torturing my children with that stupid dad joke for years. So there you go.
That's a good one.
That's a freebie.
Yeah, I wanted to leave a fortune for the Moist Line. Here goes. Your life's going to suck.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
What
Goodbye.
Sucks?
What is your life? Life. Your life. Yeah. Kind of all-encompassing in that fortune. Yeah, you know. All right, there you go. That is the first round of the Moist Line. They'll be back near the end of the show around 3:50.
Eric, the guy who calls in and he said, "I ironed my money." What was the context of that? Was there's more to that? Or?
You guys were talking about dirty money or something earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
There was some story about dollar bills. Ken was talking
about because Deborah won't touch paper money because of the
says
germs.
Cocaine has been found on bills.
Yeah. Sure. Right. And so he irons the money. Okay.
And then that guy that's basically, he's referring to me not going and going and getting a sandwich for lunch and making my own. That's just asinine. I mean, that makes no sense. All I'm saying is I don't want somebody touching my food after they touched money.
Money. That's where it started. That's right.
See, we don't remember most of what we do. So
we're going to dumpster some hacks coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
This is all disposable entertainment.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Now it's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
Yeah. We're gonna be busy here. Got a lot of work to do.
Well, there could be a lot more that we throw in, but we've selected three.
We're throwing from groups in now, I notice.
We probably should. Just about every Democrat in Sacramento that's on a public safety committee should be dumpstered. Oh, honestly, for what's gone on the last few months, that's sort of what the backup's been. We've collected several hacks to throw in, sort of symbolically representing the worst of the worst.
These people are crazy. I am convinced they're doing this on purpose to destroy our way of life because there is no explanation for the laws that they're passing and the laws they refuse to pass. It is so insane.
20 years ago, whenever, three strikes, the battles that we used to take on was to try to get bills passed that were tougher on criminals, right? And there was opposition, obviously, from many Democrats on these public safety committees, and that's what led to three strikes being passed. The battle was always, and sometimes it led to ballot measures, right? Remember Jessica's Law to help the victims of crime? What we're dealing with now, it tells you how upside down the world is. We're fighting public safety committee members who are trying to figure out more ways to make sure nobody goes to jail or prison. They want to block all bills that could lead to any sentences or longer sentences or new crimes or anything.
They want to abolish prisons and jails. That's the goal. Absolutely is the goal. They want to abolish prisons and jails and then destroy our way of life.
The idea that they're on a public safety committee is completely horribly wrong. And let's just start with the examples, because I would say the worst one to come out in the last few months is the bill we just talked about this week with Michael Rushford from the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation. The author is State Senator Dave Cortese of Santa Clara. He wants to let murderers out. Murderers who got a death sentence or life without parole. The bill right now starts with the date June 5th, 1990. If you committed your murder or you were convicted of murder before that date, murder with special circumstances, they call it, and that's usually what leads to the death penalty or life without parole, you have a chance for freedom. It's that simple. That's what he wants to do.
They're looking at a maximum of 20 years for murderers, no matter what, even if you have received the death penalty or life in prison without parole. If you're past 20 years, good shot, you'd get out. And then they're going to close the prisons. This is the long-term plan.
They call it alternatives to incarceration, which means there is no incarceration eventually.
Yeah, you're right. They're anarchists.
They're trying to do this in LA County. That's what we did last week when we threw a couple of supervisors in because they want to close the county jails. On the state level, the same thing's going on. And the prisons are down to, what is it, less than 100,000 inmates now?
It used to be almost 170,000. It's down to 95,000. We have kicked out about 65,000 to 75,000 prisoners.
How is it we're not all dead?
Look what's lying in the street. Many of the people.
Yeah, that's part of it.
We got 70,000 homeless people lying in L.A. County. A lot of them are in jails and prisons.
Well, they'd say.
And they're drug addicts and crazy people.
At least they're free to die on the streets, but they're not in prison.
I mean, it is anarchy. Absolute anarchy. And they know it.
Let's start with this hack. And the audio we have is not dealing with that bill because it's kind of brand new. But he's talking about another bill, Senate Bill 300. Oh, this is the one where, if you remember this, and I think they did pass this, they don't like it when somebody gets convicted of murder when they were just an accomplice, like they were there when someone else stabbed or shot to death. It is often with gang members. And so here he is. This is Dave Cortes babbling about that.
The average age of individuals in prison right now under that special circumstances RAP is 19. Two-thirds of them are people of color, people who in the neighborhoods we would call communities of concern.
Stop.
So there is the problem because these laws are racist because they're ensnaring people of color.
Which is nonsense. Every one of those guys did the crime. Doesn't matter what color they are. It doesn't matter what color they are. Either they're guilty or they're not guilty. These guys were judged guilty, so they go into prison. I don't care what the percentages are. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that 100% of the people in prison are guilty. And if you think they're not guilty, then go make that case. But that's not what he's saying. He's not saying they're not guilty. He's just commenting on the statistics of how many people are what color.
All right, well, let's get the mob in here and dumpster this hack first.
He's bad news.
The statistics.
State Senator Dave Cortes, Santa Clara Democrat.
Santa Clara's from?
Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Let murderers free.
All right, pick him up.
Yeah,
and toss him right in. Yeah.
And they said.
All right. Thank you, Deborah.
The second hack is a state senator by the name of Stephen Bradford from Gardena, another Democrat. And he has been fighting to stop this bill that was going to punish fentanyl dealers.
Yes.
Not the first time you kill somebody with your fentanyl and your drugs, but the second time.
Yeah.
And he said the same thing. Oh, we've already done this before. I've got the quote from him here. Mass incarceration doesn't work.
Yep. This guy doesn't care if the fentanyl pushers kill your teenage kids. He doesn't care. He doesn't
Here we have him talking about reparations, so we're going to dumpster him too.
Reparations.
Health care, free health care, zero down payment on purchasing homes, things of that nature have been discussed, as well as cash payments. So the next 2 months will be the real hard work of putting
meat
on the bone, so to speak,
in the dump.
To make sure to draw.
That little extra Deborah Mark thing is always
nice. Deborah Spittle all over.
And the third guy that's going to go in is an assembly member from Los Angeles, Reggie Jones Sawyer. He came up with the idea of, let's even let illegal aliens who are released from prison that have committed rape and murder, let's give them free legal help so they can avoid deportation.
For rape and murder. Illegal aliens, rape and murder. We pay for their attorney. How about that?
So they can avoid being deported because we like to keep them here. He's talking about, this is a good clip. He's actually talking about how jail doesn't work. Let's listen to this.
Law enforcement kind of has quick fixes, which really is about creating felonies, putting people in jail, increasing the number of people who are in prison, but no rehabilitation. Rehabilitation is long-term and is much more costly.
Magic thing.
But the
all right, let's get him.
Pick him up. Enough of this.
Reggie Jones Sawyer, we'll see you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
It's much deeper and better.
Yeah.
But
we dumpstered three hacks from Sacramento.
Spit all over them.
I have no spit left.
I was going to say.
Good job. You nailed three of them today.
They of course, are dealing with the fact that we are becoming an upside-down state when it comes to the criminal justice system.
Yeah. Jails don't work, really. If they're in jail, they can't kill anybody on the outside. Of course they work.
It's this magic rehabilitation. Oh, yeah. And
there's
then
no
they
such
promise
thing.
You. Yeah. They've done this with so many propositions before. We're going to take billions of dollars. We're going to spend it on rehab, and nobody will commit crimes anymore.
It never happens. Doesn't
it
work.
It doesn't happen.
Total phony fantasy.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken. Oh, the Moist Line, of course, part two. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark. And her array of amazing noises. She's got the news.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, join the masses who are listening to our show, John and Ken on Demand, on the iHeart app. It's the same program, and you can catch up on all the parts you missed. At record numbers in March. We thank you for that. Hold on. I got to do the Dodger thing.
No, sure.
Let me see if I can find it. Here we go.
Playing the Cubs. Go listen.
Well, thank you. That's the gist of it. No, it's time for Dodger baseball. Tonight, the Dodgers take on the Cubs at Dodger Stadium. First pitch at 7. Listen to the game tonight and games all season in HD on the free iHeart Radio app. Live from the Galpin Motors broadcast booth. Keyword AM 570 LA Sports. That is all.
Good. I thought you would just enjoy this. Remember how the Times has been scaring us with headlines about, first, it was no rain, drought. And now there's too much rain and there's going to be melting snow and flooding and all of these disasters. Their latest was we can expect, birds and rabbits and rats and snakes. Woo!
Rabbits?
Yeah, everything apparently will populate big time because of the rain. It's just going to bring back all this wildlife and be careful.
There's going to be
birds and rabbits and rats and snakes.
A dangerous stampede of rabbits.
No lions, because, tigers, or bears?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. It was like, oh, all these creatures, they're all going to be reproducing badly.
What kind of snakes? Well, it's a lot of food, I guess, to feed everybody, huh?
There is. There's so much.
I don't want to see the snakes, though.
By the way, I saw a lot of little like poppy flowers today. The flowers are blooming everywhere.
The super bloom.
The super bloom, yes. I know. Oh, does that mean there's going to be all those people marching through the... Remember that problem a few years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
They were all trying to take pictures.
They're going
to
go trampling.
Trampling through the...
All the big, fat Americans will go stomping around, killing the flowers.
All right, here is round two of the Moist Line. You leave a message through the iHeartRadio app. That's an easy way to do it. Use the microphone icon. Or call the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey,
and this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Just been thinking about this men's and women's sports. I think the best thing to do is take out the words men and women or boys and girls and just do it XX or XY chromosomes.
Can't you think of something positive to say about anybody?
If you look on any AI that has hands in it, like a group of hands, like there's the one with the selfies, every person's hands in that freaking group of selfies looks like crap. They're either warped together or atrophied.
I'm so glad we have an extension for our taxes. I've got my crap out of order. And, well, I need to October to get my stuff in line. Yay.
That's good to hear.
So much concern about the hate speech on Twitter, but no concern about the hate actions going on in the real world. Some guy gets hit over the head with a lead pipe in San Francisco, but we're supposed to be upset over somebody using the word idiot in a tweet.
That's Katie Porter, is the biggest hypocrite piece of I'm very thankful for the Daily Mail for exposing her for what she is, a crackpot, arrogant her stupid whiteboard and her Sharpie. And that lady deserves to be in jail. She's committing assault by throwing boiling mashed potatoes off.
In regards to the city council passing the teleconverter ordinance, Councilman Soto Martinez, what a big phony he is. He actually was opposed to the ordinance, but he left the meeting early so he couldn't cast the vote. So he doesn't upset the ones that are in favor of the ordinance in this district or the ones that that want it done. So what a big phony.
My message is in regards to the recent stabbing. If Sheriff Villanueva was still around, this would not happen. What the f*** is wrong with these people? I'm serious. I'm not from LA County. I'm from Orange County. Born and raised here. What the f*** is wrong with these people?
I am completely fed up with the losers living on the street. I wish that everybody would stop calling them homeless. Of course they're homeless. They're drug addicts and alcoholics. They're losers. Let's refer to them as losers living on the street, sucking up all of our municipality's money, trying to get them set up. Screw those guys, man.
The guy leaking the information concerning Ukraine, you think the Russians don't know at least that much, if not more? You think they're dependent on our intelligence? They've got guys on the ground there. They know the situation better than we do.
Dude, you have no idea. Minecraft is a kid's game, and it's got the resolution and the graphics of, like, the old 8-bit Mario Brothers video games from the 80s and the 90s. It's definitely not a high-tech game, and the only people on it are kids.
You're talking about Newsom flattering Trump. You know, Dante had a special ring in hell just for flatterers. It was a real problem back then, but it still is today.
Dante,
if I drove my RV into Yosemite National Park and I parked at the base of Bridalveil Falls, or I set up camp at the base of Yosemite Falls and set up my RV and live there and put the trash out, how long would they let me park there?
Thank you for leaving your message.
Good point. Not
please
long,
hang
so.
Up. Goodbye.
Okay.
At least we'd like to say, well, you went somewhere remote anyway.
So here's the nickname for Katie Porter. She's going to be one of the leading candidates.
The guy in there was talking about the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, she dumped mashed potatoes on her ex-husband's head. We're going to call her Mrs. Potato Head.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's going to be her permanent reference on the show.
She's horrible.
Yeah, she's horrible. So we're going to look forward to that.
And flatterers were in Dante's eighth circle of hell.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, look
second
at that.
Tier.
You know, I have to study the circles of hell because I've always loved that concept.
I had to read it in high school, Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm going to study that this weekend. Circles of hell.
Does our Satan's Lake of Fire have these circles? Or
well, maybe we could, you know, create an additional torture. Conway's here.
Yeah.
I just came in late. You talk about Satan? Are you talking about Bill Handel?
No, never fails. It's a good one.
It's not bad, no. Ken. I don't think you give enough credit.
But it's been a few weeks since you used
thank
it.
Thank you very
good.
Much. Thank you. All right, two men, or two charged, I should say. I don't know if they're men or not. In the assault outside of Dodger Stadium. Remember that? But it happened when
they are indeed men.
The Elton John concert.
Yes.
Remember them?
There
was a fender bender and they beat the poor guy.
That angry after watching Elton John.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go to his last concert and then you can't control your anger after 3 hours of really good, solid music. You got to kick the crap out of somebody. The Anaheim Ducks have fired their coach. That's sad. Right? No. Dallas, is it Aikens? I think it's Aikens or Eakins. And he's moved on. So the Ducks are rebuilding. That's kind of cool. The Kings beat him last night. Kings are in the playoffs now.
All right.
Yes. And people sent me all kinds of, you know, like 20 different scenarios on who they could play and who they could play. And I'm like, no, they're going to play the Oilers, you know, the Edmonton Oilers. And he's like, no, they're going to play this. If this happens, this ends up. Turns out I was right again. Sure. All right. And three arrested in a multi-county Home Depot organization theft ring. People stealing from these big stores all the time. All the time. Man.
You see it, huh?
I see it.
Wow.
And occasionally.
What are they stealing?
You know, they walk out the exit. They walk out the entrance with, you know, with a cart and stuff on it, and nobody stops them. They just move, you know? It's unbelievable.
Right this way.
Right. I mean,
you need some help loading that.
Right. There are very few people that rip off Costco because Costco, they greet you when you arrive, so they have eyes on you.
Yeah.
And then they check your receipt afterwards, and that's at these other stores.
They do that in a lot of places, like Ace Hardware.
Yes.
A lot of hellos. It's like, hello, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Can we help you, sir? It's like, shut up and leave me alone.
I know. We're not becoming friends. I'm just buying a
plug. I'm going
to start
stealing things.
But I was with Steckler one day, and we were coming out of Walmart. And I love Walmart, but he has a different opinion. And they said, one of the security guys says, hey, can we check your receipt? And he said, well, frankly, my dear, there's nothing in there worth stealing.
it's cheap crap.
I love Walmart, though, man. It's one of my favorite hangs of all
best.
Time.
Yeah. All right, Conway's
all right,
coming
good
up.
Good dog. Here he comes.
Oh, and Alex Michelson's on tonight.
Mark
Alex
Ronner
Michelson, Dinger,
news.
Dinger.
Live from the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. from memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long. Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.